Lesson 43, Unit 11, 第十一单元第四十三课。在前面一课里面，课文里面出现了 Many more trees must be planted. Must be planted, 必须得种。Must be done, 就是由情态动词加上 be, 加上过去分词构成的一种被动形式。那么在这一课里面呢，我们就这种形式进行练习。Look at the exercises. Rewrite the sentences after the model. We should plant the trees around the lake.
我们应该在湖的四周种树。
Should plant.
情态动词加原形。那么它被动形式呢？情态动词不变。而这后面要用 be, 就是动词的原形加上过去分词。
That the trees should be planted around the lake.
Another example. We must repair the computer now. 我们现在必须得修这台电脑。
So must repair, 一定得修,必须得修。
And the passive voice. The computer must be repaired now. 电脑现在得要修了。
You must 加 verb to be 的原形加 repaired, must be repaired.
好，下面我们看几道练习，请大家根据示例来完成。
One, students should correct their mistakes.
学生们应该改正他们的一些错误。啊，这是练习上面的一些错误。
Their mistakes. And here, the modal verb is should. So, the answer is their mistakes should be corrected. Their mistakes should be corrected.
Number two.
We must type the letters this afternoon.
我们必须今天下午打好这些信。Type, 打字的意思。
The letters.Here, modal verb is must. The letters must be typed this afternoon. The letters must be typed this afternoon.
Number three. They must clean their classrooms every day. 他们必须每天打扫教室。
The modal verb is must. Their classroomsMust be cleaned every day. The classrooms must be cleaned every day.
Number four.
Students should speak English in and out of class.
In class, 在课堂上。
Out of class, 在课外。
学生们应该在课堂内外都讲英文。
Should speak English.
主动语态应该讲英语。
So when the sentence is changed into passive voice, the answer is like this. English should be spoken in and out of class. So English should be spoken in and out of class.
应该在课堂内外都讲英文。
Number five, you should hand in your composition the day after tomorrow. The day after tomorrow,
后天。
Hand in, 交。
你们应该就后天交作文。啊，你应该在后天呢把你的作文呢交上来。
Should hand in,
主动语态。
And the passive voice, your composition should be handed in the day after tomorrow. Your composition should be handed in the day after tomorrow.
你的作文后天得交。
Number six, we should knock a long stick into the earth next to the hole. Next to the hole 是在洞的旁边，紧挨着洞。我们应该紧挨着洞呢，要敲进去一根长的木棍，敲到土里面去。Should knock, 应该敲击是主动语态。A long stick should be knocked into the earth. A long stick should be knocked into the earth next to the hole. 在洞的旁边应该敲进去一根长的木棒。We should tie the tree to the top of the stick. 我们应该把树啊绑在那个木棒的上方。Should tie 是主动语态。The passive voice is like that. The tree should be tied to the top of the stick. The tree should be tied to the top of the stick. 那树啊应该绑在那个木棒的上部。The last one. We must water the trees well. We must water the trees well. 我们应该把树浇好水。So here, must water 是主动语态。And the passive voice, the trees must be watered well. The trees must be watered well. 树啊应该给浇好水。Now, so much for 43. 第43课我们就辅导到这里。